Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Today I'm back joined by Noé Tesseron from Tesseron Cognac. How are you doing today, Noé?
Hi, Taylor. I'm very good. Very happy to be here.
What product are we tasting today?
So we are tasting one of our iconic, I humbly say, cognacs, which is the Lot 53 XO Perfection, which is a very presumptuous name, XO Perfection, but I think it's a very, very special and dear cognac to us.
Can you explain the different ranges of the entire Tesseron cognac production?
So the Lot 53 is sitting in what we call the Classic Collection, which is the heart of the range, and our Historical Collection, which is composed of four cognacs, four lots actually, Lot 90, 76, Lot 53, and Lot 29. And we have different collections. We have the Signature Collection, which is a collection we wanted with more elaborate packaging, but the style of the blends are quite different as well. A bit more spicy, a bit more aromatic on the palate, and it's a selection of the best eau de vie from each time frame. And it is three cognacs, Passion, Extra Legend, and Trésor. And we have sitting on top of it what we call the Prestige Collection, which is the selection of the oldest and best eau de vie from my grandfather, my great-grandfather's collection, with the most iconic cognac being Extreme.
Getting back to this lot number 53, how would you describe the style of this cognac relative to, say, the Lot 76 that we tasted earlier?
I think the beauty of blending is that you can create very different styles when you take one producer like Tesseron Cognac within one collection. If you compare the Lot 76 with the Lot 53, it's almost day and night, but at the same time, it's very similar. We are talking about more than two generations in terms of aging with the Lot 53. So it's a blend of eau de vie that are very, very, very smooth. And I think smoothness is an overused word, but there is no other word for the Lot 53 because it is very, very easy to drink. It's a very subtle cognac. But at the same time, you still have a lot of fruit as there was in the Lot 76. So they follow the same line, the same style of the house, which is very aromatic and fruity eau de vie and blends. But it's so smooth and it's unique. It has its own personality.
When you say two generations, we're talking approximately 50 or so years?
Yes, that's it. Because one generation would be as a human generation, like 25 years, as we are a family house. And to give you an idea, the Lot 53, I wasn't alive when it was distillated, when the eau de vie of the blend were distillated. You know, I always say it was my grandfather who distillated the Lot 53. And by the time my hair is gone and my back is bendy, the Lot 53 will still need to be of the same quality and its eau de vie I'm distillating today, basically.
I see on this classic range the lot numbers. And I know lot numbers are required on bottles of cognac, but we see them today sometimes indicate unofficially vintage. So can you say what your lot numbers mean?
Yes. So the classic collection, this collection was created when my father, Alfred, started bottling under our own name back in 2003. Because for 100 years, from 1905, since my great-grandfather created the house, to 2003, there wasn't any brand, as you see today. And we used to supply the big houses. And it's because of a unique collection of very, very important stocks of old cognacs that my father decided to create this collection and to focus only on XO. But the difficulty is that because we make only blends, we cannot talk about a specific year or specific age. And at the same time, we wanted to be able to talk about the way we call the cognacs in the cellar and all the different blends that are sitting in the cellar that we call the lot number 3000 something, the lot number, this from Grand Champagne or Petit Champagne. And so the idea he had was to call the cognac from this collection lot number 90, 76, 53, and 29. And at the same time, in the lot 53, at the time this blend was created, the youngest eau de vie in the blend was from 53. So it was a way of suggesting the age of the cognac in our consumer's head. And today we are remaking very small batches of lot 53. And the lot 53 itself is the name of the cognac. It's like channel number 5, to give you an example. And the most important point is that we need to maintain the quality. And the Lot 53 that we created 20 years ago is the base, and it's in its own style, its own personality, its own level of quality and aging. And when we are remaking batches of Lot 53 today, the quality needs to be exactly the same. The nose, the palate, everything needs to be the same. And it will need to be the same in the next 20, 40 years if we are still around.
Can you just say a few words about the cellar master, the person putting these blends together?
Of course. So our cellar master or master blender, his name is Romain Martial, and he's actually the second generation from his family to be ahead of the technical side of Tesseron Cognac. So his father, Jackie Martial, was working with us for 20, 25 years. He really passed all his knowledge and his know-how to his son for the 10 years they worked together until Romain took over almost a decade ago. And it's a really unique job because especially at Tesseron, we have such a big collection that there is so many different lots, so many different blends, so many different eau de vie that are being aged in the cellar. And when Romain needs to make a blend of the Lot 53 to remake a batch of Lot 53, for instance, he will need to know exactly every single eau de vie that are being aged in the cellar like his own children. And you cannot improvise that. And that's why it's a big chance for us to be working not only, you know, as a family, but also on the technical side as a family, because this knowledge, this know-how, and this familiarity with the eau de vie and the cellar is transmitted over generations, you know. So it's a unique thing.
So your cellar master makes a new batch of Lot 53. And then do you all gather to taste it and kind of have a conference to see if it's on point compared to previous years, or how does it work?
So, you know, we are a small cognac house, so the production in terms of volumes, we don't make crazy volumes. It's a decent, but a very small but qualitative production, especially when it comes to the older blends such as the Lot 53. And so we are very careful when we remake batches of Lot 53, when we need to remake a little bit more. What is the process is, first of all, the cellar master needs to make sure there is a very homogeneous level of quality overall on the cellar. And he's trying to get the best out of every single eau de vie that is being aged, basically. And he will have the base, which is all the older blends of Lot 53 as a comparison. And he will select different blends, different eau de vie that he will assemble, that he will blend in his lab. I call that a lab, but it's really the blending room. And he tries very different combinations. He tries them over weeks. It's a very long process. You know, you cannot improvise that. And we always try to take part in it. And I'm always with my computer in the blending room. So when I see Romain coming in, I always try to test the eau de vie and for him to share what he's doing. But, you know, especially considering our positioning of bottling very old blends, we cannot rush things. And when we need to remake a batch of Lot 53, we need to take time for the eau de vie to blend well together. And, you know, people have this idea that a blend is only the final blend, but the Lot 53 is the result of the blending of eau de vie starting from day one, you know, that have been blended in the first few years of the aging process. And then in the next few years, over decades, over generations. And that's what makes a beautiful cognac. It's this integration, that good marriage of eau de vie, and it's an artisanal thing. And that's what we need to preserve at all costs when we are talking about blends as old as the Lot 53. And that's why the Lot 53 is so balanced, is that the eau de vie have been blended over time. It took time to create this blend.
So before we get to a tasting note, just I want to ask again, this is 100% Grand Champagne?
Yes, Lot 53 is 100% Grand Champagne, where we have our main vineyard in Bonneuil.
Moving to a tasting note, how would you describe the nose of this Lot 53?
The Lot 53, despite being very, very smooth and elegant, has a very aromatic nose. And it comes not only from, which is the majority of the blend, but we are one of the few houses still left to not only have reserves of Colombard, but to still grow a bit of Colombard, which used to be present a lot more in the old days, Prefiloxera, for instance. And the Lot 53 is a blend of Uniblanc and Colombard. And Colombard is a very structured, very dense grape varietal. And even in small quantities in the blend, it will bring a lot more structure, almost syrupy, natural sweetness. It's a beautiful grape varietal. And so the Lot 53 is, I would say, the archetype of balance between expression and subtlety. So you have something very expressive, but at the same time, it's never too much. It's never too opulent. And I think that's the best way to describe the nose of the 53.
On the palate, what will we taste?
the best word that comes with the lot 53 is, of course, Rancio, which is when you are tasting a very old cognac, you have aromas of what you call Rancio, and it's this very butter, nutty flavors that you cannot find in an eau de vie that haven't spent at least 30, 40 years in cask. And so on the palate, it's very savory. There is a lot of amplitude. You have dark chocolate, fresh herbs. It's very subtle. But in the end, you have such a long finish and it's very lingering. You have what we call it means you really want to get back and try again this cognac. And I think that's the best way to talk about the Lot 53 is how dangerous it is in terms of wanting to try it again, because it's so easy, you know, to fall in love with this cognac. And it's always my go-to when I need to convince somebody that cognac can be also and mostly about subtlety and elegance. I open a lot of 53 and I show it, and generally it works.
So for somebody that puts a lot 53 on their table this holiday season, what might you recommend that they taste it with?
Actually, I think the lot 53 is the perfect Christmas cognac after dinner, because the subtlety and the smoothness of the Lot 53 makes it very approachable for the whole family, I would say, because it's such an approachable style in terms of cognac. It's very easy to drink, but at the same time, it will please all the connoisseurs because it's a very integrated aromatic blend. But with a dessert, anything with chocolate, red fruit is always really beautiful with the Lot 53. And even a Christmas pudding for our British friends, Lot 53 would be the best match. And for those of you who are a bit old school, a cigar, obviously, with such an old blend is always greatly appreciated.
Well, Noé, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for your time. Thank you for these explanations. Happy holidays. And I'll look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you very much, Taylor. Happy holidays, everybody. And I wish you good tasting and Christmas.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.